Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome. On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live from Las Vegas, May 11th, 2021. So I gotta think about that, you know, you just never know.
Yeah, let's just go with that.
I could have missed the whole year and not even know it. Hosting along with myself, man on a mission, Mr. Gary White. What's happening, man?
On a mission.
Can't tell you. Sometimes when you don't talk to me right away, you're mad at me about something. Someone, what you're mad about?
I'm never mad at you, Michael.
Okay. We know that's not true.
What can you possibly do? Name one thing that you think you can do that will make me mad.
I just okay.
Anyway, on with the show.
All right. Also, Mr. Freak 33. Matt Esposito.
Here, present.
Present? What? Is that a sigh of relief, or is that a sigh like,
no,
I'm here, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here with you, the stressful guys.
That's about it.
Really? What's so stressful about us? We're not, is Gary that stressful?
Oh, no, not about you guys.
No, well, so I, well, what is it then?
I'm just tired from work.
That's what I said. Did I say that?
I haven't recovered from the last 3 weeks.
Right. You're still going and there is no recovery.
I don't even know what planet I'm on.
That's good.
Okay. If you say so.
Well, that's my opinion. Mm-hmm. That means you're rolling along and, you know, you get through one day that life throws at you and you get through another day that life throws at you and you, before you know it, you don't even know what planet you're on. Welcome back to Earth for a second. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com, we bring you down to Earth and put all four wheels on the ground for you. So
there you go.
That's what we're here for.
Even if the back two are not wheels, we still put them down.
Oh, there you go. As long as there's 4 points planted on
that's
the ground
right.
At some point. So.
Hey, look at this.
Uh-oh.
Kevin must want something.
Oh.
He's checking in already.
Well, appreciate it, Kevin. I was almost forgotten on the track, but I'll get to that. But Kevin recognized me, so
yes.
Thanks, Kevin, for not leaving me out to hang way there in the back of the lineup. So,
and Gary's right. The officials are here, so we can't say nothing bad.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah, that brings up a good point. That's why we're here. We're the Racers Roundtable. We're racers, race fans, and race officials can all get together and talk
right.
about local racing. And
even
what,
Kevin Terrell.
Even and Kevin Terrell.
That's right.
And even though the table is rectangle.
It's okay. Only you know that.
Well, everyone on Facebook knows.
Well, these corners are a little rounded, so it depends on what, you know. If we tell you it's round, it's round, okay?
There you go. And Chucky Trickle says, good job, guys.
I appreciate it, Chuck. Great race this past weekend, and we'll go over some of that. Congrats to the Trickle family there. So, mm-hmm. And again, we'll get to some of that. We had some great racing this past weekend. Some of us got to enjoy it. Except for Matt, you got to work. So tell us about work, man. You're busy.
Yes.
You weren't in your car. You had to pack in the whole truck and make some deliveries, huh?
Yeah, no, we had to rent two U-Haul vans. And
wow, not just one, but two, huh?
Two for delivery and a box truck for storage.
Wow.
Yeah, we pushed, it was about 1,400 orders.
Amazing.
And then we still had 100-something today and 100-something for tomorrow.
And they were supposed to be there on Mother's Day?
Right? That's a good question.
Theoretically, yes.
Oh.
Whoa.
What happens is sometime during the week for like FTD, one of those services, they'll do a cutoff. So when you go to order, it'll tell you, sorry, you can't have it delivered Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The next available day is Monday or Tuesday. Would you still like to proceed? Mm-hmm. But they're still getting the Mother's Day discounts or promos.
I see.
But it doesn't come into our system until Monday or Tuesday. So it is late.
There's some sons and daughters that are in trouble that they ordered a little too late.
Well, Monday was Mexican Mother's Day.
That is true.
So
they just remembered they had a mother. So hey,
it was like Sunday. They're like, oh crap, it's Monday. Yeah, today's the day. Today's the day.
So there was some on Monday that were on purpose.
Right.
So
hey, there you go.
That wasn't that bad.
How long after does it? Do you think it stretches this week? Is it going to be all week that you?
It'll go all week. It'll be trickle down. Yeah.
Do we still get the discounts if let's say we get order
for the wire services? Probably not.
Oh man. Local.
I ain't ordering off the wire service.
How about local?
No, we're not taking any.
Oh man. How about you? If we
any orders at the moment, we're just trying to get caught up.
You a 20?
Yeah, there you go. What do we get for a 20?
No, we actually pretty much emptied out the cooler on Sunday night. So Monday was a lot of calling other shops, seeing what they had, and running
to
the wholesalers, see what they had.
Wow. How many balloons?
They could have called us if we would have opened the flower shop already.
We could have walked around the neighborhood and just like went in people's gardens.
Oh, no. No, trust me. I was driven around going, I think we need those.
I might pull over. Yeah, that would be bad.
But yeah,
what are you laughing about?
Yeah.
Have you done that?
No.
Okay,
I'm just thinking, steal all the moms and grandma's flowers, roses from the flower
garden.
Garden.
Not cool. Well, then you just like leave a package of seeds or something for them to grow some for next time.
For next time,
yeah.
Next Mother's Day.
Yeah, here, please grow these by next year for us.
But, yeah, even though none of us could make it, my shop, Bloom Memory, sponsored the race on Sunday.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. So that was really cool.
I drove out 500 flowers for everybody.
Yeah, sweet. That was good. I'm
hoping the moms enjoyed them.
I'm assuming they did, and maybe there were some future moms that got to enjoy us that they may not know their moms yet. So. And some grandmas that don't know their grandmas yet. That's cool, though. Are you able to, Blooming Memory, what's the full name? Is it
Blooming
Memories?
Yeah.
So the Blooming Memories Mother's Night at the Bullring. I think that was a success. And
yeah, no, Cindy
TJ
and everything.
The owner pretty
promotion.
Excited about that.
Yeah, the promotion behind it, she was very happy with. You know, all the stuff that Cindy and everybody put together and
cool. And
marketing and, you know, announcing. And, you know, I think it was a good promotion. I would, you know, recommend anybody else who would like to get that type of promotion to help out the small track, do a little donation. And I think the promotion's worth it.
Well, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, small businesses like that. If you are out there, you want flowers for any occasion, now you know who to get a hold of. Get a hold of Blooming Memories.
BloomingMemory.com.
Local business racing, you know, and that, thanks to Matt for guiding them in that direction. You know, it really means a lot to their local racing community, and, you know, it's huge. So,
cool. Oh, well, absolutely.
Hopefully it become an annual thing, maybe. Huh?
Well, we'll see. I'll talk to her.
Flowers do you guys typically go through? I mean, is it carnations,
Everything. Roses,
or just a mix of all about the same?
Oh, yeah, we go to, you know, a good 1,000 plus roses a week.
Does anybody ever, like, turn them away? Like, I don't want those. Like, they get pissed off or something.
When you go to the room?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Really?
That's not a trick question.
No, just exactly.
You're looking at me
like,
it's not a trick question.
No, it's
just curious.
You know, you walk up to the door and, you know, it's usually a female, and they'll want to see the card first because they'll want to know who it's from.
Oh, they're... is this from...
Well, a lot of that is the girls that work in, you know, the gentlemen's clubs, let's say.
Oh.
And someone will creep on them and send them flowers.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
So it's one of those, the jester's there, but if they accept them, then it shows to the system as accepted.
Right.
And if they deny, it shows denied. So it's kind of, it's a way for them to just kind of do a polite refusal.
Interesting.
But, yeah, we've had that happen a couple times.
Oh, cool. Look, I didn't know that. Yeah, it's good to know, and that's...
And then another thing, through FTD, Chewy.com, mm-hmm. when you register online, you register your pet. If your pet were to pass on, Chewy sends you flowers.
Oh, that's pretty...
So then we...
pretty cool.
Yeah, we get, you know, a good 24 deliveries a week of, you know, sorry...
From Chewy?
Yeah, sorry, sorry, you know.
My dog didn't get
sorry
any.
Sorry, Spot. Sorry, Spot.
No, I don't think your dog gets them. I think you get them.
Well, I didn't get them for my dog passing away. Last month, was it about a month ago?
Was he registered on Chewy?
Yeah, we get food through Chewy.
Huh. Are you sure?
That just avoids him from going to the store to get it. It's easier to have it delivered.
It really is, actually.
Maybe they couldn't get past all the cars to get to your front door.
We had medicine come there also. For
you had what come
medicine?
There?
Medicine.
Oh. I thought you said Mexicans come there.
Those are the ones picking the flowers. Just kidding.
But, yeah, so sometimes that's always an unusual delivery.
Yeah.
You know, because then someone would be excited to get flowers.
Right.
And then it's
really
like
an exciting moment.
And then it's
yeah.
like you just hightail it back to the car before they read the card.
Like, oops, there you go.
But I did have one gentleman who was pretty funny. You know, I brought the flower arrangement to the door, knocked on the door, and I'm like, you know, for so-and-so, and it was for him, flowers. And he, like, looked at the card, and he's like, all this for an effing cat.
Oh.
So it was quite funny.
Yeah.
But, But yeah, no, there's unusual delivery.
Did you guys have, like, you time yourself, like, hey, just each call, when I get to that spot, it's I should only take, like, 3 minutes. Get up there, deliver, and get the hell out.
Well, that's what you ultimately want to do, because other than we have two salary drivers, but any other drivers are on a per delivery.
Oh,
so,
because
yeah.
salary, you order what you probably or deliver three that night. Three deliveries, but then if you get paid per, you get like 100 of them.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Salary, you deliver three.
Right.
Hour or per delivery, right. you deliver
100. Yeah, 100 of them. For the night.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work.
Okay, I'm just wondering. I'm trying to break into the flower business. That's why I'm asking all these questions, man.
If you want to open a shop in Boulder City,
there you go. It could be the hear clear, so you can hear and get flowers all at the same time. Speaking of hear clear, if you are in need of hearing aids or want a set of racing, I guess they're called earplugs.
I was corrected over the weekend.
Okay. Well, I'm just wondering if they're
I was corrected over the weekend.
I wasn't sure if what they're called, but either way. You can call 725-333-HEAR. That's Hear Clear.
They plug your ears, don't they?
They do.
I was corrected over the weekend because I asked.
But, and I know why you went there, because there's certain people you don't want to listen
hear.
To, so you want to plug your ears.
Right.
So I understand where you were going with that. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't. Anyway, we won't go there. So Hear Clear. And you can also look for it. When you see a late model truck series race out there, the number 27 Hear Clear
right.
race truck. Keep an eye on that. And 725-333-HEAR. You know, Cindy, of course, another person involved with the local racing here, another business that supports local racing. We love to support the businesses that support our racing efforts. So. Make sure you get out there and do that. List of them here, but we'll get through some of those as we fumble through the rest of the show. We had a great race this past weekend, second one of the season for TJ Clark's crew out there. Another great race, great job that they put together. Things seemed like I think they went pretty smooth, as smooth as any race night could probably go.
Yeah.
How many? Seven divisions, I think, something like that. Bandos, Legends.
602 mods.
Mods. Pro late models.
Pro late models. Us.
Bombers and skid plates. So seven divisions. Great job. You know, just it seemed like everything went pretty smooth most of the night. I wish I could watch some of the races because I know they're pretty exciting. We usually can't, but if we want to, isn't there a race this weekend?
Yes, there is.
So we can actually go out to the racetrack and watch this weekend.
I plan to.
Oh, man, I thought we're going to be working.
There goes those plans out that window. So anyways.
Thought we were going to be traveling. Actually, I'm traveling this weekend, but not
to where we were.
That's where we're going. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So that's another story. So, anyways, but so you can go if you didn't catch any of the racing this past weekend. Yeah, you're going to miss all the good parts, which the late model trucks series trucks out there, but that's my opinion. But you can go out there.
That's my opinion too.
I think all the other divisions are racing, right?
Yes.
They're going to be lonely without us, I think.
Yes, I think TJ Clark's going to be lonely without
us. Yeah, I agree. I think they're going to...
It'll be all right. We'll
they'll see that spot that's got a hole in it in there. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, they're...
The hearts.
But we'll be there maybe sporting if we can.
If we're not traveling.
That's right. Exactly. So go out to the local track and support that season, you know, because they got 10 race season slated for this year, and that's this coming week. What's the theme this weekend? Do you know? Did they theme every race this year?
I don't know what the theme is, but I do know they have an
autograph session this weekend. So that's a good point. If you haven't seen these race cars up close, never been in the pits, this will be a good time to go out there because they'll bring the cars around on the start, finish, the front row there in front of the grandstand, and they allow the spectators to come down and
they should have done it last weekend.
I know, man. You know who to get us. You know who to get on about that.
Just remember, the bug is already in the ear.
Right, but
and Cindy can't get a plug to plug bug.
Nope, exactly. We'll turn up the hearing aids for
her. That's right.
But if you haven't, you know, if you haven't been to the track, you're a fan. You haven't seen some of these up close.
You know what?
Yes.
Gary said Nevada Racers Hall of Fame Weekend, and that's what it's called.
Oh, really?
Now that he mentioned that, I saw that on
on
their Facebook page.
Sweet.
Speaking of which, Cindy put together a Facebook page for the Southwest Short Track Racing, and that's what it's called. So on Facebook, if you haven't been invited yet, you can look it up. It's Southwest Short Track Racing. And the goal with that is to try to get California, Arizona, and Nevada to try to all have a group that we can all share and push information about each other's track so you can know ahead of time when you're trying to figure out, hey, is there a race this weekend in Arizona? You should be able to look on that page, and hopefully that information will be there.
Well, I think they should just come to onwheelsnow.com for that information, but that's okay. You go wherever you want. You know, we support everybody trying to help push local racing. So,
and I never got an invite, so I'll have to go track that down.
Since I wasn't invited, I'm not tracking anything now. Mm-hmm. They got to come find me now. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. It's a joke, but that's cool. You know, so check it out. Another place to find information. Of course, there's always the BomberNation.com website that's been around how many years now, Gary? I mean, that was the go-to place for a long time. I've seen many good things.
13.
Plus years.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing that before I even knew you, out watching races at the track, and I seen multiple bombers out there with that on there. I was like, cool, man. Because I'm all about doing, you know, going out of your way and doing stuff for whether it's a division or the whole racing industry or whatever it is locally. I've always been an advocate for that, and I seen that, and I was like, good, I'm glad to see somebody out there, you know, doing something
maybe,
about it.
Maybe so. Close to 15.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And I will tell you, Glenn Brown, he actually started that page, mm-hmm. Website for me.
Right.
And he still runs it today.
Yeah.
Nobody else has ever been in there to do anything.
Was that after the LV local racing scene?
That was
during it. So
during,
it's been a while.
So we had
time.
Carly Larson run that.
Okay.
Yes. And I actually was going to purchase it from her before she moved away, and things didn't happen. She just said,
out.
I'm going to shut it down.
Right.
So it was right.
Wow.
In the same time. So
it's been a while. I'd have to look back and see.
That page
actual...
was running and my page was running.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
The bombernation.com.
You know, and it still exists today, so obviously go to it. I know social media and the advancement of the technologies today changed, you know, kind of the message board.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stuff was on the message board, but now, as you know...
Right, it's just live.
You
just quicker.
You can tell the same guy to F off on Facebook as you can on the late mark.
Well, it used to be some really good arguments and stuff you used to see on there, and they weren't really, you know, bad arguments. Sometimes they were just opinions and things that made a lot of sense on both sides. Used to be able to see it on there and watch it go back and forth. But it's still actually a really good place, and they still use it today locally if you want to sell anything or buy something. That's a place to go look locally because, stuff gets thrown out there on Marketplace and all that different places, and there's so much information. So go to the bombernation.com website. It's easy to find, easy to post, easy to list, things like that. I mean, when I look for parts, like even a car, that's usually the first place I go to would be the bombernation.com. Luckily, I haven't been there lately.
He's just picking them up off the street.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Well, I'm pulling over wreckers going, hey, what are you doing with that?
You know, I'm all about saving race cars. They don't belong in the junkyard. They don't belong in the shredders. So
only one does belong in the crusher.
You know how you got the cat lady that likes to save all the cats, or the dog lover that brings all the strays home? That's me. With race cars.
Bring all the stray race cars home.
That's me. I hate to see them go to waste.
So speaking of the Racers Hall of Fame, so you should start your own.
it'll be this race. Cassie could have been this car. If somebody continued to build it.
Yes.
But anyways, I don't know where we got on all that. But the bombernation.com website, you know, check it out. Alive, like, you know, everything else. They start getting pushed further and further back. So I know, you know, people still post stuff on there for sale. It's a good place to do that. So check it out, the bombernation.com website. So not just for bombers. You know, it was started as that, but it actually bloomed in multiple different message boards and places to post opinions and things like that. So check it out. Okay. So anyways, sorry, Matt, you missed some great racing this past weekend.
I'm sure I did.
But you have a chance to go watch this weekend.
Okay.
You could. Maybe. Going to. Talk to Cindy. She might have some tickets. Is Cindy doing any ticket giveaways or anything?
I don't know that.
If you have any tickets you want to give away, get a hold of us now before the end of the show. Maybe we can throw a couple out there if somebody, fans or somebody wants to check out the races this weekend. It's the Nevada Hall of Fame.
Nevada Racers Hall of Fame weekend.
And I guess we'll find out more what the Nevada Hall of Fame Racers is. I never heard of it before. That's why it's sponsors to these
absolutely no I,
you know, different
I
races.
I think it's a good program that Cindy and TJ and everybody's trying to put together.
Right.
And I think it's going to be
cool.
Successful. And like I said, being one of the first ones
yeah.
to go through, you know, their promotional